you don't even need that whole subdivision to say they're for it or against it. You just need like 14 people that are eligible to vote for the county that, I mean, they can live over, you know, down here in Hollister or whatever, and they can approve it to get turned over to the county. But the county said, we can't, you know, start a road, maintain it, pick up the plow, you know, go down 50 feet and start it again and maintain it. So he would need to have unanimous votes there. Not unanimous. He needs to have like 14 votes in order to turn that over to the county. And again, I know they mentioned that as a concern, and my response is, please, you know, I totally agree with them. I don't think that you should do it. I don't think that that's an efficient way to plan on a guy coming out and scraping it with his lawnmower. You know, let's turn it over to the county.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions to this applicant?
No.
Do we have a motion to either approve or deny her request? Do we have a motion to deny her request?
Motion to approve it.
You are approving. So are you saying you want her approved for nightly rentals?
I think so.
That's what you're saying. Do we have a second for that motion?
I will second that. It's based on the evidence she presented. I mean, what they told her was the reasons they denied it. I think she's mitigated those.
Yes.
Within her subdivision.
What's your opinion?
I got to say, Jana has done an outstanding job of presenting information and working hard to get accurate information for the Board of Adjustments to review. So I'm on Planning Commission and Board of Adjustment, and that's the most organized presentation. And I'm generally very
thorough. I can tell.
in reference to nightly rentals, because I'm concerned of the compatibility with neighbors, but a very strong case has been given that within this cluster of this subdivision, the majority of owners of property and or homes would like for this subdivision to be available for nightly rentals.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm going to say nay, but it'll still pass.
3-1, okay.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. That was a very, very fair decision. I appreciate you guys listening to it.
Okay, next case is number 18.
We'll have a decision of record for you to get in the mail and then record.
Okay. All right, thank you again. I know we spent several months together, so thank you again.
Number 18-01A, Thomas and Susan Unger.
Open. 1801A, the applicant's appealing the approval of a special use nightly rental permit issued by the Planning Commission for a single family residence located at 1345 Oakwood Drive, Hollister. The applicant was postponed for the ability of the Board of Adjustment to review the minutes of the October 10th and 16th meeting minutes. The question of the ability for the Planning Commission to hold a concept hearing and a public hearing the same evening for the application was discussed with the County Commission attorney and was not viewed to be an error or a violation of the guidance code committed by the Planning Commission. And that's where we left that one off.
We did visit with the attorney, and we did get an opinion from the attorney that it was valid to have the concept mm-hmm. and public hearing and mm-hmm. vote at one meeting. That was the opinion.
Correct. He didn't see any in the guidance code that said they had to be held the same evening. In the bylaws, it showed where the second Monday of the month was concept, the third Monday of the month was public hearing, which we had thus changed because we've gone to one meeting.
One meeting a month.
But the bylaws are a guidance for the boards to go by, whereas the guidance code is more of a law type thing to follow, and he looked through that and did not find. Now there's a chart, and Susan provided me the chart, but there's no verbiage that says they have to be separate nights.
we did consult.
And that's
with
where,
and
that's
consult
where
with
you
the attorney, and
out.
His opinion was we were completely justified to have them in one night.
Correct.
Okay. And that's what we were waiting on his opinion to be able to share that.
Okay, but you didn't ever let us give the rest of our, because we felt there were multiple errors besides that. But I still believe that's an error, because if you look, it says,
good luck reading it. I can't see that.
Okay.
The concept one's right down here.
Approved for concept.
There you go. Yeah, right there.
So planning and zoning, then it says planning and zoning notify the property owners. And only after that is all this, the applicant places the notice in the paper, blah, blah, blah. I mean, all of this is after this happens. That's not how it happened. We received a notice of public hearing in September. Remember that we're talking about a meeting that took place in October. In September, we received a notice of public hearing for this thing before the concept hearing had even happened.
And by statute, and he explained that too, by statute, we're required to give notification 15 days before the public hearing, which was done. There's no statute requirements to even have a concept hearing. That's just something that the planning has always held.
If you look at the steps, that's one of the steps, the concept hearing.
But there's no statute that requires it, but that is one of the steps that the planning does. But there's no requirement of holding them the same
Okay,
night,
well, in doing that, you deny, okay, let me just, okay, you can see from the flow chart the public hearing is supposed to be held after the concept hearing. The two were held on the same night. I've gone back and listened to it, and Dave Stewart, who was chairing it, says, we're doing something different tonight. We're holding them at the same time. And I noticed you're not doing that now. By doing it at the same night, you blindside anybody who, you can't look at something and then turn around and form an opinion and a cogent argument against whatever was being presented. And I think that's what happened. Because in addition, some of this stuff should have been available prior to that meeting. On the last week of September, or in the October the 3rd, 1 week prior to that, to the combined hearing, we went to the Planning and Zoning Office to deliver a petition signed by 35 of our neighbors opposing this permit. I wanted to be sure that got in there along with several letters in opposition. And then while we were there, we asked to see all the information in the file. There was nothing in the file, and Scott doesn't remember this, but Scott said, you can look at the file, but there's nothing in there. All that was there was the application, an aerial view of the property, and the staff scoring sheet showing a -5 score. There was nothing on the buffering or the parking. So the first time we saw any of that was at the public hearing. So you can't sit here, plus we were way over there where you could hardly see the thing, and come up with any kind of a intelligent argument about why it shouldn't be what it was. I want to show you the photos that they showed at that meeting.
Are they the same ones that I have up here?
Yeah, they're pretty, no. This is what we were showed for the buffering.
That one?
That's the one, the buffering.
Yeah.
And then I want to show them the one on the, that was the overhead view of the buffering. So we saw this pretty picture.
For the type of plant. Oh, yeah, here it is.
And that, which shows a row of 6 feet tall arborvitae, a black wrought iron fence, and existing trees. Okay. When we left the public hearing, that was what was supposed to be the buffering. The code says that once the Planning Commission is satisfied with the information provided, and the degree to which the project complies with all applicable code requirements, the Planning Commission shall close the public hearing and commence a vote based on all information about the project to either approve or deny. So that was what was there at the end of the public hearing. So we get to the October 10th decision meeting 1 week later, and the applicant was allowed to present additional new information to the commission, both in paper and digital form, and the buffering plan was completely changed. The commission, in effect, reopened the public hearing and spent 20 minutes reworking the buffering plan, but did not allow the public to speak, nor was the public informed that it was another public hearing, which in fact it was. They did not, they took new information, did not vote with what was here.
So Susan, that was not a public hearing, it was not advertised.
I understand what you're saying, but in effect it became a public hearing when you allow new information and you changed all of the buffering from what was there at the end of the... Would you agree that the...
No, it's a discussion between the applicant...
Closed? Was the public hearing closed?
The week before it was. Okay. And then it's a discussion between the applicant and the board.
And but it says, once the degree, to the degree the project complies with all applicable code requirements, and the commission shall close the public hearing and vote. Once the planning commission is satisfied that the information provided. So either the commission wasn't satisfied, and then the public hearing wasn't closed, or if they were satisfied, they reopened it and did a whole bunch more talking, and they spent 20 minutes redoing the buffering, and they came up with a much worse buffering plan. The buffering plan that is in the decision shows, okay, originally we had 6 feet of arborvitae here and a fence back to the back. This was totally taken out. And then there's supposed to be arborvitae of no particular size, no particular width for that part in the back. So I don't know. I think that was actually, I don't know if that was planned, but that's how it came out.
So many linear feet on the west side. I think it's 60.
60 feet. And this is
and then just a few on the east side.
This is way over 100 feet. Mm-hmm. So the buffering was... definitely lessened. There's nothing in the decision plan about the size of the trees or the width, nothing. He can plant anything. And the interesting thing that I found is you can buy 3 feet high arborvitaes, you can buy 6 feet tall arborvitaes. The 3 feet tall ones are about a sixth the cost of the 6 feet tall. And you know why that is? It's because arborvitae is very slow growing, only grows 5 to 6 inches a year. So we're going to allow Mr. Shook to plant 3 feet tall arborvitae. It'll take years before they're ever...
Poor soil.
In poor, yeah, that's the 5 to 6 inches is supposed to be good soil. I can promise you it ain't good soil. So there'll never be the buffering, you know, probably won't grow to start with, but it certainly won't be buffered if you plant small trees, which we're allowing him to do. Okay, so that's that. The unrealistic parking plan. Can you bring up the parking plan?
Right there.
Okay.
Big parking road.
This house sits, this is maybe 40 feet. The road, you know, half of their driveways is the road. And the yes. road, and so they show, they have to have six places. Four here, one here, with its back end sticking out. So they're... He's saying they're going to put people in their garages. Now, you're going to put cars in the garage, cars here and here. Is anybody going to park that way? You have to move the whole darn kit and caboodle to get any car in or out.
Not long way as a boat.
Yeah, plus, this is lakefront. People bring boats. This place was rented without a permit in 2016, so we know that, because we were living there. People bring boat trailers. You get a boat trailer in here, where are people going to park? I can tell you where they did park, in this yard right here and all along the street. So I think the parking plan is totally unrealistic. The next thing, the neighborhood compatibility issues.
What do you got there?
What?
Septic?
Oh, yeah. And I just found out recently that the septic system, get this, this is a 5-bedroom, 5,000-square-foot house. It was the septic system that was put in there was for a 2-bedroom, 864 square foot house. So they have a 1,000 square foot